Recent store closures at Eastland Mall are leading to speculation about its future. Can an old-school regional mall like Eastland survive? The answer is no, it can't, and that's straight from the mall's owner, CBL & Associates Properties. But they say a new version of Eastland could rise in its place. GLT's Ryan Denham has more about the future of Eastland Mall.
The wafting smell of a Cinnabon. The madness of Black Friday shopping. Getting dropped off by your parents so you can meet your friends at the arcade. For many of us, malls aren't just a collection of stores, they're a collection of memories. So it makes it so hard when our local mall is struggling. It hits harder than when a Circuit City goes under. Bloomington's Eastland Mall is struggling, no doubt. Macy's closed earlier this year, and JCPenney is next, October 1st. MC Sports is gone, and so is the Gap. Vacancies abound, and the food court is down to three eateries. Ron Porth has owned the Mole Hole at Eastland Mall for 21 years. He likes the mall, especially the foot traffic around the holidays, but says it's been nothing but bad news recently.
You know, the consensus has been that Eastland's a goner in a lot of people's minds in Bloomington, and I've told them that they have too big of an investment made to let it, you know, that it's not going to die, but it can limp for a while till they get things straightened out again.
Mall owners CBL & Associates say that a turning point is finally here. A major redevelopment is planned at Eastland in the next few years, with big changes coming. CBL's spokeswoman says they can't release specifics yet until leases are finalized, but Stacy Keating says we can look at CBL's other markets for an idea of what could happen here.
We own a property, Cool Springs Galleria, just outside of Nashville, Tennessee, in Franklin, and we purchased the Sears building there in 2013. And we redeveloped that into an H&M, an American Girl, an Ulta Beauty. We also extended out into the former Sears parking lot and added a restaurant and entertainment district that included a Connor's Steak and Seafood, a Kona Grill, and a King's Bowling and Entertainment. And if you're not familiar with them, they're a bar, restaurant that also has a few bowling lanes, games, karaoke, and live music. It's a really cool operation that I believe started in Boston. You know, one of the bigger redevelopments that we've done in the last couple of years.
CBL has redeveloped 28 of its properties since 2013, spending on average $9.6 million on each location. While it works to redevelop some of its malls, CBL is also selling its weaker performing properties, 20 transactions totaling nearly $800 million. Eastland Mall, which opened in 1967, is staying put. But CBL's Keating says regional malls like Eastland are being converted into what CBL calls suburban town centers.
I think most people define a regional mall as an enclosed shopping center that is primarily retail focused. And that's what our properties were built to be. But for us, it's really redefining what that mall looks like. It's adding components of open air and mixed use. So it's not just a retail focus anymore. It's focused on entertainment and dining and, you know, health and lifestyle options, like I mentioned in some of those earlier examples. So it's really taking what people assume to be a mall, which is strictly retail, and redefining that into a mixed-use indoor-outdoor area where people in the communities where we're located want to gather.
Ron Porth from the Mole Hole totally agrees. He wants to see Eastland become warmer, more inviting. He says add a Starbucks where people can hang out for hours at a time or host community events on the property.
I would like to see an entertainment. They said Northwoods took the Macy's and turned it into kind of a family entertainment area, a bowling alley, and, you know, something that the theater. And I'd like to see a couple good restaurants. I think, you know, the mall would get good traffic and positive energy from a couple of good restaurants that people could sit down and eat in and enjoy themselves.
JCPenney is the next store to close at Eastland Mall. A company spokesman says that's scheduled for October 1st.